Ilang days na lang at tapos na ang 2019. Napakabilis po ng panahon. Ito yung time na babalikan mo ang nakaraan and yung nagdaang taon may mga mapapait, matatamis, masasayang memories. 10 days ago, nag-birthday ang wife ko. And as we look back sa nakaraan, we cherish yung mga memories namin during our college years sa Manila. Yung mga love letter ko sa kanya ay nakatago pa din. And pag binabasa ng mga anak namin, ang corny daw. Hindi masyado makarelate yung mga anak ko sa story namin na para bang dinosaur age pa yung panahon namin para sa kanila. Merong mga letter na pag binasa ko, ay natatawa ako sa sarili ko. I can't believe na sinulat ko yon. 17 years na ang nakalipas nung na-meet ko yung asawa ko. Sabi ko, walang nagbago sa kanya. Ang nagbago lang is ang love ko sa kanya. I love her more today than the first day na nakita ko siya. Yan po ang madalas kong kantahin sa kanya, yung I love you more today than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. It's an old song. I know, corny po, pero pasensya niyo na ako. Gusto ko lang express yung appreciation ko and yung love ko sa wife ko dahil birthday niya. There are many ways we express our love, our affection, and we express it according to our own way or sa sarili nating definition ng love. Para sa atin, ang love is romance, full of emotion, yung feeling na hindi ka makatulog, hindi makakain, tigawat, dumadami. We express sa pamamagitan ng mga loving, sweet words, flowers. This is how we express love. This is how we understand love, at least sa karamihan sa atin. Madalas ang love is nakadepende sa nararamdaman natin. And we express it the way we want it. And maybe dahil din sa mga bad experiences and failed relationships sa ating buhay, nakaramihan doon ay nagkaroon ng malaking impact sa ating life. Nagkakaroon na tayo ng trust issue. We don't easily trust people. We don't want to fully commit ang sarili natin sa ibang tao. What about the love of God? How do we respond sa love ng Panginoon? Do we express ba ang love natin sa Panginoon based on our understanding of love? Or based on biblical definition on how to express love for God? Friends, I want you to pay attention. I will tell you the greatest relationship that you will ever have. If you are a Christian, this is the greatest relationship that you have. And I guarantee sa inyo, ang relationship na to will never fail you, will never disappoint you. You can give up everything just to be in this relationship sa life niyo. And today, makikita natin yan sa ating passage na binasa ni Gemma kanina, John chapter 14, verse 15 to 24. Just to give you a contextual background, ang book of John ay sinulat ni Apostle John. Isa siya sa pinakamalapit na disciple ni Jesus Christ. John speaks from a first-hand encounter with Jesus. Sa book of John, sinagot ang two primary questions. Who is Jesus? Why did Jesus come? Bakit? Anong purpose niya pumunta rito? Sa John 20 verse 31, sinabi ni John ang purpose ng book niya. Sabi niya, these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that by believing, you may have life in His name. Para sa context ng passage natin, ang John chapter 14 ay naganap sa upper room, somewhere in the city of Jerusalem. Jesus gathered together with His disciples to have a Passover meal. Ito ang last night ni Jesus. Mga ilang oras na lang mamamatay na si Jesus, mangyayari na ang greatest act of love. Ito yung crucifixion ni Jesus. Kinausap sila ni Jesus about love. And even display sa Last Supper yung act of serving and loving one another. By the washing of their feet, sa chapter 13, He spoke about the love na dapat ipakita ng bawat disciple sa bawat isa. Now, sa chapter 14, sa opening verse, Jesus' disciples' heart ay troubled. Hindi nila naiintindihan si Jesus. They were anxious din kasi iiwan sila ni Jesus. And Jesus commanded them to believe and trust in Him. Paulit-ulit yan sa verses 1 to 14. Then sa verse 15 onwards, babalik tayo sa subject ng love. But this time, it's not about loving one another. For the first time dito sa Gospel of John, Jesus talks about the disciples' love for Him. And what would be the fruit of their love for Jesus? This passage gives us the clear picture or ano ang itsura ng taong tunay na umiibig sa Panginoong Jesus. At ano ang pangako ng Panginoon sa mga taong tunay na umiibig sa Kanya? True love for Christ leads us to obedience through the indwelling Spirit of God. Again, true love for Christ leads us to obedience through the indwelling Spirit of God. Yan po ang main point ng aking sermon, and I divided it into three headings. Number one, if you love Jesus, His Spirit is in you. Verses 15 to 17. Number two, if you love Jesus, you are in Christ. Verses 18 to 20. Number three, if you love Jesus, you have a loving relationship with God. Verses 21 to 24. Let's go to point number one. If you love Jesus, His Spirit is in you. Verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, hinto muna tayo sa verse 15. I believe ito ay crucial sa passage. Ang tema ng statement na ito ay repeated at makikita natin sa verse 15, 21, 23, and negative sa verse 24. I want to clarify sa atin ang conditional statement na ito, and then we will focus sa mga promises na nakaakibat dito. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Merong dalawang parts sa statement na ito. The if statement and the argument. Ang second line na you will keep my commandments is not imperative. Hindi siya command. It is presenting ng certainty or stating ng facts. Ang future tense na will keep ang tamang reading dito. Maybe meron kayong mga ibang translation, makita nyo, iba ang translation. Dinidescribe ni Jesus dito ang tunay na believer. Hindi siya nagbibigay ng iba't ibang rules dito. Hindi ito work-based righteousness. His true followers will love Him, will obey Him. That's a statement of facts, not a rules. Obedience is a certain result or consequence ng affection ng isang tunay na follower kay Christ. Loving and obeying ay hindi pwedeng paghiwalayin dito. They are inseparable. True love for Christ will result sa obedience. Ang ating obedience or love ba ang dahilan kaya tayo minahal ng Diyos? Definitely not. Previous sermons natin from Pastor Alvin, from Pastor Eric, we established ang premise na God loved us first before we love God. John 3:16, God so loved the world. Yan ay bago pa nilikay ng mundo, hindi na tayo inintay ng Diyos na lumapit sa Kanya bago niya tayo mahalin. Because we cannot and we will not love Him on our own. Kaya siya nang bumaba sa atin by sending His Son, Jesus. And last week, 1 John 4:19, we love because He first loved us. God is the initiator here. Siya ang nag-initiate ng relationship na to. And now Jesus is describing ang taong nakaranas ng pagmamahal ng Diyos will respond in love, will obey His commandments. If your love for Jesus does not lead you to obedience, friends, it is not love. God does not want your obedience out of duty, out of obligation. He wants us to delight in Him and obey Him because of love for Christ, because of what He has done for us. Friends, why do you obey Jesus? Bakit mo ginagawa ang mga bagay na ginagawa mo ngayon? Why are you here? Bakit ka nandito sa church? Maybe nandito ka, you grew up sa Christian family and you think this is the right thing to do. You think it will make you closer sa Diyos. It's like a checklist sa'yo. Church, check. Bible study, prayer, obey, moral law. I'm not saying na mga masamayang mga yan. That's all great. But are you doing this out of love for Christ? Do you have a relationship or a religion? Or maybe you are obeying Jesus dahil you are expecting something, dahil you want something from God. And you think if you obey Him, He will fix your marriage. He will heal you. He will remove you sa kahirapan. He will give you partner in life na matagal mo nang hinahanap. He will restore ang mga broken relationship mo sa pamilya at kaibigan mo. He will give you job na gusto mo. Yes, God can do ang lahat ng yan. And we should be praying for that. But my point is, ano ang motivation sa obedience mo kay Christ? What if those things ay hindi nangyari? Would you still obey Him? Would you still love Jesus? Can you still sing with joy, "It is well with my soul"? If you are obeying Jesus' commands to satisfy your agenda, your personal interest, you are serving yourself. You don't love Jesus. Friends, Jesus is giving us a description of a true believer of Christ. He is not setting rules dito. Jesus is not a legalist. Eh bro, paano ba maipakita ang love for Christ? Here is one way. Sabi sa chapter 13, verse 34 ng book of John, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." Do you have love for God's people? Do you have love for one another dito sa church? Eh, paano ba gawin yan, bro? Philippians 2:4. "Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others." Galatians 6:2. "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Romans 12:13. "Contribute to the needs of the saints, and seek to show hospitality." Romans 12:15, "Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep." Friends, that is one way. There's a lot of ways to express our obedience, our love for Christ. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wife, submit to your husband as you do to the Lord. Parents, bring your children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Children, honor your father and mother. Para sa lahat, flee from sexual immorality, lust, pornography. How are you doing on those areas na binanggit natin? Examine yourself. Bro, ang dami kong weakness. Paano gagawin ko? May mga times na nahihirapan ako. Jesus knows exactly ang kahinaan ng bawat isa. Jesus knows ang weaknesses ng kanyang mga disciples. Kaya naman nagbigay siya ng pangako sa verse 16. Look at verse 16. "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper to be with you forever." This is how we read it. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, I will ask the Father to give you another helper." I hope clear na ang point. Ang tunay na nagmamahal kay Kristo leads him to obedience out of love at may fellowship with the helper. Dito sa verse 16. Now, sino po ba ang helper dito? Kung titignan niyo sa verse 26, ang helper ay Holy Spirit. Ang word na helper dito in Greek is parakletos. Ang word na to ay translated in many different ways. Some translated it as advocate, comforter, counselor, helper, friend, There's no single word sa English na kayang i-translate ang word na to. Para means alongside or beside. And the verb kletos means to call. Literally means called to one's side to help you in your defense. So we can say a parakletos is parang defense mo that will defend your case sa court. Ito ay helper, strengthener for the battle. Or your best friend that will speak and be a witness on your behalf. Parakletos is used only 5 times in the New Testament. 4 times dito sa Gospel of John to refer to the Holy Spirit. And once in 1 John 2 verse 1, si Jesus ay tinawag na parakletos. Helper, advocate. Kaya sinabi ni Jesus na another helper because Jesus is the first helper para sa mga disciples. And since he is leaving, another helper is coming to perform the same ministry among the disciples of Christ. Here, ang context natin dito is, ang mga disciples ay troubled. Hindi nila naiintindihan si Jesus, and ito na yung imminent departure ni Jesus. Physically, aalis si Jesus sa kanila. Hindi nila masyado naiintindihan si Jesus, kaya paulit-ulit sa verse 1 to 14, urging his disciples to believe in him. To trust him. Hindi nila alam kung paano nagagawin nila kapag wala si Jesus. And they know na hindi nila kayang lumakad on their own. They know na mag-fail sila sa pagsunod kay Jesus. Kagaya ng nangyari kay Peter sa chapter 13, who was so proud and confident na sinabi niya kay Jesus, "Handa akong mamatay sa iyo, Jesus." But Peter will deny Jesus 3 times. He denied na kakilala niya si Jesus. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus dito ay, hindi ko kayo iiwan na helpless. I know your weakness. The Father will send to you a helper to strengthen you, to help you. The third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, will be with the disciples forever. Pinangako ni Jesus na they will get all the assistance na kakailanganin nila to continue following Jesus kahit hindi siya present physically sa kanila. So verse 17, binigyan tayo ng linaw about the helper. He is the Spirit of Truth. Ang Spirit of Truth ay nabanggit sa John 15 verse 26, and I read, "But when the helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." So the Holy Spirit will bear witness about Jesus. The Holy Spirit communicates the truth of God and bear witness about Jesus. Ito mga ginagawa ng Holy Spirit. Regeneration, John 3 verses 5 to 8. Gives life, John 6 verse 63. And helps them to worship in truth, John 4. Convincing the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16. Guiding the disciples into all truth and telling them about the things to come, John 16 verse 13. All believers will be protected from error and false ideas about God. Friends, listen to this. Ang Holy Spirit is dwelling sa lahat ng believer. To all. When you put your faith in Christ, you have the Spirit of God in you. Hindi ito para sa mga super Christian lang or sa mga may special anointing. Hindi ito sa mga perfect Christian. The Holy Spirit is dwelling to all believers. We all know lahat ng disciples na to, tinalikuran si Jesus. And yet, Jesus fulfilled yung promise niya. He gave the Holy Spirit sa mga disciples. Hindi ito pang perfect Christian. Lahat ng believer ay merong Holy Spirit. I remember a few years ago, head usher ako sa Redeemer, and that was Christmas Eve service. Ang daming tao, madaming bisita, and that time, nakatayo ako sa side, and narinig ko yung mga visitor na kabayan nag-uusap. Sabi nung isa, galing daw siya sa kabilang church, at grabe daw ang pagkilos ng Holy Spirit doon. At ramdam na ramdam daw nila ang galaw ng Holy Spirit. I wonder, paano na may measure ang matinding galaw ng Holy Spirit sa panahon natin ngayon? Or how do we really understand ang Holy Spirit? Sometimes, ginagawa nating mystical na ang Holy Spirit ay isang hiwaga. Or sometimes, ang Holy Spirit ay equal sa ating emotion. Ang presensya ng Holy Spirit ay nakadepende sa nararamdaman natin. Kapag tayo nagkaroon ng emotional high or yung feeling na parang nasa alapab ka, tinatawag na nating presensya ng Holy Spirit. Kahit minsan, hindi naman nagli-lead sa truth of God. Sometimes we think na ang Holy Spirit ay magre-reveal pa sa atin ng mga bagay na hindi nakasulat sa Bible. That's false. Ang scripture ay inspired by the Holy Spirit and the scripture is our final authority and sufficient for all matters of life, faith, belief, doctrine. Huwag tayong maging superstitious pagdating sa Holy Spirit. The scripture is clear that the Holy Spirit will lead you to all truth and convict you sa kasalanan and empower you to live a godly life and obedience kay Christ. When we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, we are talking about the power to walk a godly life. Power to live your life in obedience sa Panginoon. Power to fight sin. Power to love Christ. Power to love sacrificially. Power to share the gospel. Friends, do you pursue to live a godly life? Do you desire to kill sin sa buhay mo? Do you feel godly sorrow over your sin? If yes, that is the work of the Holy Spirit sa buhay mo. Praise God and continue to submit to the Holy Spirit. Kung wala kang power to live a godly life or to obey Christ and still enjoying your sin, maybe you are not yet a Christian. Maybe you are still in the world na kagaya ng sinabi sa verse 17. Let's read verse 17 again. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. The world cannot receive. Ang world dito refers to people who reject Jesus, mga unbeliever. Look at the contrast. Those who love Jesus knows the Holy Spirit. Why? Because they know Jesus and the Spirit of God is in Jesus and will be in them to know Him more intimately. And those who are in rebellion against God, yung world, Holy Spirit will not be given to them because they cannot receive Him for they do not know Him. Ang context dito is clearly saving knowledge. Hindi lang simpleng head knowledge about Jesus, but a saving knowledge and intimate relationship kay Jesus. This is what knowing Jesus means. You cannot live a Christian life without the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. You can never expect to obey Jesus without the Holy Spirit. And thank God at yan ang binigay sa bawat believer. God gave Himself to us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Ang Holy Spirit ang mag-complete ng work of redemption ng Diyos sa buhay ng bawat believer. Now the question is, how do you live your life? Do you submit to the Holy Spirit? Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, we have everything we need to pursue godly living, to obey Christ. Meditate on God's Word to know Him more and to know His commands. Spend time in communion with God in prayer. The Holy Spirit will help you to grow in love and obedience. If you're not a Christian, God is offering you a free gift of salvation. He is offering you His love in Christ. Repent from your sin, put your faith in Jesus now. Jesus' perfect life, His death and His resurrection is all that you need for you to be reconciled with God. for you to have a relationship with God. The Spirit of God will give you life. He will be in you forever. And you will never be hopeless and alone forever. And that leads to my second point. If you love Jesus, you are in Christ. Verses 18 to 20. Verse 18, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Here, mga disciples, pakiramdam pa rin nila, they are abandoned. They follow Jesus for the last 3 years. Iniwan nila ang lahat to follow Him. And nawaalis si Jesus. Mawawala na ang master nila. Kagaya ng isang orphan, they feel weak, helpless, no one to turn to for counsel, no one to encourage them or strengthen them. Si Jesus ay mamamatay na dito in just few hours. Judas is gathering na ng mga soldiers to arrest Jesus. So sinasabi ni Jesus dito, gabi to, sabi niya, aalis na ako bukas. Ito na yung hour na sinasabi ko sa inyo. When Jesus refers to sa hour, ito yung crucifixion ni Jesus. Hindi naiintindihan ng disciples yan. Pero ang mga disciples, hindi nga nila naiintindihan, kaya binigyan sila ni Jesus ng assurance to comfort them. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Hindi malinaw kung ano ang ibig sabihin ni Jesus sa word na come, na I will come, sa verse na to. Meron mga ilang interpretation dito ang mga Bible commentators. Ang isang interpretation, ito daw ay patungkol sa coming ng Holy Spirit. Kasi ang immediate verses, 16 to 17, talks about the Holy Spirit. 25, 26 talks about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And second, ang sabi ng iba, ito daw ay final coming ni Jesus. A third, ito daw ay patungkol sa resurrection ni Jesus Christ after ng crucifixion. I think this refers to resurrection. Look at verses 19 to 20. I think it supports yung option na yan. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. When Jesus rose from the dead, hindi siya nagpakita sa kahit sinong unbeliever. Walang sa Bible na nag-appear siya sa unbeliever. Nagpakita lang siya sa kanyang mga disciples and followers only. Jesus will die and physically mawawala sa mga disciples, but He appears again sa kanila after 3 days. But the unbeliever, hindi na nila nakita si Jesus after ng crucifixion. I think ito yung sinasabi na. Look at John 2 verse 22. After He, Jesus, was raised from the dead, His disciples recalled what He had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. So, resurrection, na-recall ng disciples, then they believe. At ito nga ang magiging resulta ng resurrection ni Jesus para sa mga disciples. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father. Ito yung paulit-ulit sinabi ni Jesus sa verses 1 to 14. I am going to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Then only Philip, Jesus, puro ka na lang, Father. Show us the Father. That's enough for us. Ang sinasagot ni Jesus, have I been with you so long, Philip? Hanggang ngayon, hindi mo pa rin ako kilala? Pag nakita mo ang Father, you see the Father. Jesus is claiming He is God. Alam na mga Jew, when Jesus talks about Father, na sinabi niyang, I and the Father are one, remember, i-stone siya? Sabi ni Jesus, sa anong ginawa ko, bakit mo i-stone? Sabi ng mga Jew, we are not stoning you dahil sa mga works mo. We are stoning you because of your blasphemy. They know, kahit mga kaaway ni Jesus, that He is claiming na siya ay Diyos. Na siya, the Father and Jesus ay iisa. Ito ang hindi malabo pa sa mga disciples. His resurrection proves His claim to be in the Father. He didn't just lay down His life, but He takes it up again. Sabi niya sa John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is claiming divine nature. Jesus is God. Because I live, you also will live. This is the hope of every Christian. We always speak of eternal life. That's why we have this confidence that death is not final para sa mga believer. Because He lived, we will live also. We will have a resurrected body and live for eternity with Jesus. Mga kapatid, rejoice sa hope na to. One day, we will be in the presence of God. Sabi sa Psalm 16:11, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Because He lived, we will live also with Him in the presence of God with fullness of joy. Amazing. Kapatid, that is your hope. It's a certain hope. Ang sabi pa ni Jesus dito na dahil sa resurrection, the disciples will know that Jesus is in the Father and they are in Jesus and Jesus is in them. Medyo profound itong in Jesus, but we'll try na scratch the surface. Ano ibig sabihin ng believer ay in Jesus? Friends, we are united in Him. Since Jesus is the Father and we are in Jesus, anumang relationship meron si Jesus sa Father bilang eternal Son of God, ay nasa atin na din. By the grace of God, we become children of God. Yan ang sinabi sa John 1:12. "But to all who did receive Jesus, who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God." What a blessing para sa mga mananampalataya. We have the power of the Holy Spirit of God. We are in Christ. We have a union with God. That is the gospel. Tayo ay mga makasalanan. Because of our sin, we died spiritually, meaning we were separated from God. And we deserve to be totally separated from Him forever. Dahil sa ating kasalanan. We deserve nothing but judgment from the Holy God. But God so loved the world that He sent His only Son upang pagbayaran ang lahat ng kaparusahan ng mga kasalanan mo at upang i-restore ang relasyon mo sa Diyos na nawasak dahil sa kasalanan. Yan ang mission ni Christ. He came to restore our broken relationship sa Diyos. He came to reconcile us to Himself. Nakikita niyo na ba yung progression natin dito? Friends, ito ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Habang tayo ay nagre-rebelde pa sa Panginoon, Christ died for us. Christ died for you. He reconciled us sa ating Creator. And Jesus accomplished ang lahat ng yan without any contribution or hindi niya tayo hininga ng requirements because wala tayong kayang ibigay or kakayanan to save ourselves. Hindi lang relationship natin sa Diyos ang ni-restore ng Panginoon. The gospel of Jesus Christ restores our relationship sa bawat isang mananampalataya. Friends, ano ibig sabihin sa atin ito bilang church? Kung tayo ay mga tunay na Kristiyano and we are in Christ, at kinaiinisan ko or kinamumuhian ko ang kapatid ko kay Kristo, hindi lang ako nagkakasala sa tao na yun. Nagkakasala ako kay Kristo mismo. Kung hindi natin kayang mahalin ang ating kapatid kay Kristo for their sake, mahalin natin sila for the sake of Christ. Meron tayong supernatural union with God at sa bawat isa. Let's love the body of Christ. If you love Him, you will love His people. Okay. After ng resurrection, maintindihan ng mga disciples sa mga sinabi ni Jesus, Christ will be in them and they will be in Christ. Ang relationship ng mga disciples at ni Jesus ay mas lalong nagiging intimate. And it will be more intimate as we go to point number 3. If you love Jesus, you have a loving relationship with God, verses 21 to 24. Verse 21, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Bumalik ulit si Jesus sa love and obedience. Inulit ni Jesus ang truth sa verse 15. A person who loves Jesus will have and keep his commandments. Again, the idea is not that we initiate ang relationship na to by our obedience, then nag-respond si Jesus and the Father. No. It's clear sa Gospel of John, ang initiative sa relationship between Jesus and His followers ay nakadepende kay Jesus lang. Sinasabi dito ng ongoing relationship between Jesus and His disciples is characterized by obedience out of love. Here, Jesus is identifying kung sino ang tunay na believer. Huwag natin isipin na dahil alam mo ang mga word ni Jesus, ay meron ka ng relationship sa Kanya. Even sa time na yan, maraming nakakarinig kay Jesus, maraming may alam ang mga tinuro ni Jesus. But not all loved Him and obey His word. Your knowledge of Christ should be evident sa buhay mo. I remember yung 4-H principle nung nag-aaral ako sa GTC. Yung 4-H, dito natin makikita yung isang Kristiyano. Ang unang H is head. You hear the gospel, narinig mo ang information, you process it sa head mo, naintindihan mo ang ginawa ni Kristo sa buhay mo. And it will go sa second H, sa heart. Yung information sa head mo about Christ ay dapat magkaroon ng impact sa iyong affection kay Christ. Naiintindihan mo ang love ni Christ and you respond with love. At ito ay mag-manifest sa third H, yung hand. Yan yung action mo. Nagkakaroon ka na ng pagbabago sa pagkatao mo, sa pananalita mo, sa mga kilos mo, sa behavior mo, sa personality mo. Your action ay nakaayon sa Word of God. Your action is a display of love for Christ. And it will affect yung pang-apat na age, yung habitat. O yung mga nakapaligid sa iyo, makikita ng mga tao sa paligid mo, pamilya mo, kaibigan mo, kaopisina mo, sa church, ang transformation. Makikita nila si Kristo sa iyo. Makikita nila ang love mo kay Christ dahil isang kagalakan sa iyo to obey Christ, to honor Christ. Yan ang tunay na may pag-ibig kay Kristo. Ang sabi ni Jesus, those who truly love Him will be loved by my Father, and I will love Him and manifest myself to Him. Those who love Christ ay merong love relationship sa Diyos Ama. Hindi lang we know some facts about Jesus. It's not just knowing about Jesus, but knowing Him intimately. God wants our relationship with Him. A relationship in love. Hindi ang relationship out of duty or obligation. Yan ang pinapakita sa atin dito. Jesus is telling them na ang lahat ng mangyayaring ito ay para sa kanilang benefits. Christ's relationship with His disciples will get tighter and closer. Yan ang progression ng passage. I'm not sure kung malinaw para sa mga disciples ang mga sinasabi ni Jesus. Siguro tango lang ng tango yung mga disciples. Okay, sounds good. Ganda ng plano. Pero hindi ko maintindihan, Jesus. Ano ba sinasabi mo? Remember, sa resurrection pa nila maintindihan ang mga pinagsasabi ni Jesus dito. Ang mga disciples ay still expecting Jesus to establish an earthly kingdom na mag-overthrow sa Rome. It's hard for them to understand bakit sa kanila lang magpapakita si Jesus. Look at verse 22. Nagtanong si Judas, not Iscariot. Kasi lumabas na si Judas sa Passover meal ng verse 13 ng chapter 13. So, Judas, not Iscariot, sabi sa Luke 6, maybe brother ni James or Thaddeus sa Matthew 10, verse 3. Sabi niya, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? They were waiting for the Messiah na dumating to show himself to the world with power. At sumagot si Jesus sa verse 23-24. And I think hindi siya sinagot directly ang tanong ni Judas, not Iscariot. Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. Instead of answering ng direct ang tanong, Jesus once again emphasized ang tema from verse 15, 21, 23. Makikita natin dito na again, Jesus is aiming for the relationship with the disciples. Jesus will manifest himself to those who love him and obeyed his teaching. Sila din ang whom the Father will love. And sila din ang magiging home ng Father and the Son through the Holy Spirit. Jesus' revelation is for those who have a relationship with him, whom God loved from the foundation of the world. Jesus will manifest himself sa mga true believer who love and obey him. As you know him more and more through his word, you will grow in love for Christ. He will show you himself more to you, and you will delight in obedience to his commandments. Binasa ni Pastor Eric kanina sa Psalm 19, the law of the Lord is precious. You can say with David sa Psalm 119, oh Lord, how I love your law. You love Christ's law because you love the giver of the law. Friends, do you love God's word? In this verse, those who love him are those who know God's word and keep them. Hindi sila pwede paghiwalayin. Hindi pwedeng alam mo lang ang God's word and you are not keeping. You cannot keep God's word kung hindi mo alam. Friends, know God, know Him through God's Word. Nireveal niya ang sarili niya sa atin through God's Word. He will reveal Himself more sa'yo. Magkaroon ka ng personal meditation sa salita ng Diyos. Have a one-on-one study of God's Word sa iyong kapatid. God is aiming for relationship. And He wants a loving relationship. God revealed Himself to us through the Bible. Read it, meditate on it, obey it. God will make home in us. That's intimate. That's relationship. That's union. Amazing. I hope na-amaze kayo. Interestingly, ang Greek word ng home sa verse 23 ay same word ng room sa verse 2. Sabi ni Jesus sa verse 2, in my Father's house are many room. Sabi niya, he will prepare a place for his disciples. Habang ang disciples are looking forward to a place in God's presence in the future, the Father and the Son will make us, believers, their home through the Holy Spirit. Heaven is the presence of God. Yan ang definition ng heaven. Now we can experience heaven here and now. Dahil ang triune God is with us, home in us. Friends, this is what God has done for you and for me. God pursued us, loved us in Christ Jesus, keeps us, empowers us, and will be home in us. I hope that's more than enough for you to love the Lord your God with all your might, with all your strength, with all your soul. Crossroad Church, love Jesus. Love Him more than anything else. He's better than anything sa mundo na to. He is the greatest relationship na meron ka ngayon. Let your love for Jesus overflow and let the watching world see the love of Christ sa buhay mo. Your body is the temple of God. Honor Him sa body mo. He lives in your heart. Purify your heart with the help of the Holy Spirit. Halimbawa, meron kang bisita. Halimbawa, si Donald Trump dadalaw sa bahay mo. I-prepare mo yung bahay mo. Maganda, maayos. Pleasing. Ang sabi rito, God the Father, God the Son, through the Holy Spirit, will dwell in you. They will make us their home. How is your heart right now? Is it pleasing, Panginoon? Meditate on God's Word. Know Him more. Mag-devote ka ng time in prayer. He will reveal Himself more to you as you grow. And your love, affection for Christ will grow. Kung ikaw ay hindi pa Christian, hindi ko alam kung merong sense sa iyo ang mga sinasabi ko. Friends, dalawa lang ang klase ng taong dinescribe dito sa passage natin. It's either you love Him or not. It's either you are in Christ or not. There is no middle ground. God didn't give us that option. The words of Jesus is the word of the Father. To reject the word of Jesus is to reject God. We talk a lot about love this month. Friends, hindi lang love ang attributes ng God, ng Diyos. He is also holy and He is just. Ano ang ibig sabihin nun? Because He is holy, He cannot love sinners like us. He cannot have a relationship sa taong makasalanan. Because He is just, He must punish all sins that are committed sa mundo totoo ng bawat tao. Justice must be served. There is no way for us to escape tong reality na to. Sabi sa Hebrews 9:27, people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment. Friends, ito ang God's love. He sent Jesus to absorb ang lahat ng punishment ng kasalanan mo. He died on the cross para sa iyo. Ang requirements ng banal na Diyos sa lahat ng tao ay nasatisfy ni Jesus. You have two way to respond. Not three, two way. Repent from your sin, run to Him, and put your trust in Jesus. Sabi ng Bible, those who call in the name of the Lord will be saved. Call in the name of the Lord. He will save you. Or ito pa ang pwede mo pang response, the second response. Continue to reject Him and face God and absorb the wrath of God on your own. I plead with you. I beg you. Consider mo yung narinig mo. Put your faith in Jesus. You will be saved. Believe that the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is all that you need for you to be forgiven from your sins and be reconciled with your Creator, God the Father. If you are not a Christian right now, iisa lang ang message ng Holy Spirit sa iyo ngayon. You need Jesus. You are a sinner who sinned against God, a holy God. You need to be saved. Acts 4:12. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. That is Jesus Christ. Kung sa tingin mo you don't need Jesus, then mananatili ka sa verse 24. And on the day you face God, the only thing that will matter is ano ang ginawa mo kay Jesus. ang ating acceptance or rejection kay Christ makes the difference. Sabi sa John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Friends, God is offering you life that comes from God. Run to the cross of Jesus Christ and you will live. Please consider mo yung good news ng gospel na narinig mo ngayon. Mga kapatid, remember your identity in Christ. God's love ay hindi natapos sa cross. Hindi natapos sa election. He lived and so we will live also. Meron tayong certain hope kay Christ. We have assurance because of Christ. Sabi ni Paul sa Romans 8, for I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. Sabi ni John Calvin sa commentary niya sa Romans 8, if then we are through Christ united to God, we may be assured of the unchanging and unfailing kindness of God towards us. Nawa ito ay mag-steer ng ating affection kay Christ and love His word and obey Him. May we grow sa ating desire to know Him more. The more you know about Him, mas lalo siyang magiging glorious sa iyo. And the more glorious He appears to you, mas lalo mo siyang gugustuhin sambahin. And the more you will grow in love and obedience. True love for Christ leads us to obedience through the indwelling Spirit of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding your people that you are in us and we are in you. Thank you for the work of Jesus Christ that nag-reconcile us to you. We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to help us persevere in our faith, to empower us to love and obey you. Father, we pray that we would be people marked with love for one another as our obedience to Christ. May we be people who love Christ more than pa sa ino-offer ng mundo na to. Nawa lahat ng ginagawa namin is maging response namin out of love for your Son Jesus. May you be honored and glorified sa aming mga buhay. For the glory of His name we pray. Amen.